Good morning and hello, party people. Happy Sanctified Sunday. I hope everyone had a good week last week. I hope you're going to have a really good Memorial Day holiday weekend this week. Enjoy some of this good weather before we have to get back to that grind. I'm definitely with you on that. So this week as well, I'm still doing my 52 list for happiness, the journal by Maura Seal. I'm only going to include list number 39. And the reason is because list number 40 needs a conversation. List number 39 does not. So I think for the remainder of the journal, I will not be providing audio or any commentary for a lot of it. It depends on if the topic is big enough for said commentary. So that's going to be listed at the bottom. I have three topics today, as I'm sticking on this trek with three topics today. So let's get into it. So my three topics today are the ritual vitamin review, Penzu journal and family and what that means, and like what summer means to me or what summer means to this blog. Oh, and I forgot to include the ritual will also be just a blog update, but let me stop yakking and get on into it. So the ritual vitamin review, I'm also going to write a post about this, and because I'm keeping this short, I'm not going to be able to include everything, or else this would be an hour-long talk about ritual multivitamins for women. So if you've been keeping up or reading any of my posts, I am an ambassador for ritual multivitamins. I was sent a bottle toward the end of March, and I did miss a couple of days, but basically finished that bottle in May. And so far, my first 2 weeks on the vitamin, I was incredibly sleepy all the time. I did not have really any energy, and I wasn't feeling what the vitamin is promoting, which is more energy, skin, hair, just, you know, overall feeling better. Now, mind you, I am older than your typical age demographic for ritual vitamins, and it does say in the disclaimer that this vitamin is meant for this age to this age. But we're not saying that someone older can't take it, which is why I did consult my doctor. And my doctor said, everything in here looks good. I don't see a problem with it. You should feel some benefits from it. So I can say that after a full 30 days on the ritual, what I'm seeing now is a change in my skin. My skin is glowing. I am seeing a change in my skin. I broke out for a little bit, but then that could be, you know, environmental stress, which I'm pretty sure it was. But for the most part, my skin is a lot healthier. My hair is growing. And when you're a natural, you know, it takes like, you know, months for your hair to grow. You don't really see a significant change because you're not relaxing it or chemically treating it. And so it's curly all the time. And I'm a curly chick. So it's taken a little while, but it's interesting. I'm seeing that growth now. And I'm actually getting ready to get my hair braided up. So it's a good thing. And it's a aw kind of thing. Like, oh, now hair, you want to behave. But my hair is definitely better. I want to say that toward the last week, I had more energy. But in the very first few weeks of taking this vitamin, I didn't. Now, the last week, I had energy. I really did. I had energy during the day to power through it and get done, you know, what I wanted to get done. So I will say that so far, hair, skin, energy, toward the end of the vitamin. I mean, let's be real. You can't take a vitamin and expect in 2 weeks that it's going to work. Vitamins really take a month to work. It's a slow process on how those vitamins work their way into your body chemistry. So it takes a whole lot longer for that to work. And especially for someone my age, it's going to take a little longer to work. So some of that, you know, I expect. So I am going to keep taking it because I want to see, you know, what else I'm feeling. My sleep is not changing, but then I've always had trouble sleeping, have trouble falling asleep, staying asleep. I'm still having, you know, trouble with that. But again, we will, you know, see how it goes. I think as summer gets here, people are a little bit more laxed toward the summer. And your body changes because your environment changes. So I am, you know, really excited to keep trying Ritual. And I do have a promo code in the bottom. Ritual will give you or let you try one bottle of vitamins on them. So basically, once you go to the site and you sign up, you enter the code that's listed at the bottom of this post, and you can try 1 month of Ritual on them. So yeah, enough, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, hang too long on that, because like I said, I will, you know, do a blog post, a separate post, and then that way it might explain a little bit more. But this is just, you know, me saying, hey, this is really how I'm feeling. For someone my age, we all know my age, I ain't gonna keep saying it. It's working out. I do know that sometimes women who are over 40 need a different type of vitamin, because there are things happening in your body at that age that were not happening between the ages of 20 and 30. So that's something else I'm looking into too. You know, we'll see. I'm trying this out for now. We're going to try it for a few months, see how it works, and then decide whether I want to continue, because I know that I do need to continue this multivitamin. I will say this. I have less hot flashes. Now, I still get them, but they're not as intense and they're not as horrible. So my hot flashes are decreasing. And let me tell you, when you have them, you know. So I'm just saying that they are brutal. I mean brutal. So that is decreasing, and that's all a good thing. That's quite positive. So that's it for the Ritual topic. Next is talking about my Penzu journal, my online journal, and family, and how that intertwines. So I use Penzu, and this was also in a 30-day challenge. Penzu is an online journaling source, penzu.com. I'll have a link in the bottom of this post. And it's basically an online journal where you can, if you want to, like, do like a daily paragraph to check in and see how you're doing. I started out doing 750 words, and it was basically like a brain dump every day that would just, I could list what was going on. And at that time, because I was stressed, I needed it every day. Once I started blogging, I had another outlet to pull that stuff out of my brain. So it was less and less. And, you know, I said, okay, in my 30-day challenge, I'm going to make sure that I journal once a week because I need to get things out. You know, as I'm saying, I need to get things out. My dad is, you know, not doing so well. And so he suffers from dementia. And so it's really hard when this is someone that's your parent. It's your lifeline. It's someone you've relied on for years. They're your rock. They've always just been there and, you know, just steady, you know, never changing. And I'm seeing the effect on him, but the effect on him also affects family, and I am family. So the journal has been really good at allowing me to just list, hey, this is what's happening. This is how I feel about what's happening. You know, I'm scared. You know, all I can do is say, you know, God, send down this blessing, you know, turn my worries and my problems over to God. And then, you know, I am human. You still worry about it a little bit. But when I ask God for it, I let it go and try to turn it over to him. And I get some kind of peace, because all I can do is just keep praying and just keep being there for him. But again, it's just one of those things. Anything that's happening with family, my mom, my dad, my cousins, or anything, I have to journal it. I write. A family is, you can't choose your family. they just are. And, you know, I'm an only child, so things are not that different, but a little bit different. But again, I can't say enough good things about being able to journal. And I think, okay, I know that I posted my 5 tips for dealing with stress this week. And I know that one of those points was write it down, because it is the best therapist. Sometimes you can't get out to talk to someone professional. Sometimes you don't always have a friend that you can talk to or lean on. And I don't know, I've just always done better with being able to write it out. It's on those pages. It's private. You can password protect it. You can yell it to the world. You can do whatever you want to with it. It's the fact that you've acknowledged it and it's out there is a wonderful thing. And I just can't say enough how important it is that if something is really on your mind and you just cannot seem to get through it, write it down. I mean, it's just the best therapy, I'm going to tell you. That's it. So, third and final topic. See, I told y'all I was going to move this along. Quick. I'm going to move this along. What summer means to me, and I'm going to add in what summer means to the blog. So, you know, summer, I always had a love-hate relationship with summer. When I was young, as most young people do, you love summer. You're not in school. Lazy days. Sleep to when you want. Go to bed when you want. Seeing your friends. Hanging out. Might meet somebody special. Just, it's like that whole summer vibe. But as I got older and became a mom, summer was something different for me. Summer meant, see what we're doing for daycare this summer, because I wasn't a parent who just left Bianca with somebody. I felt like she needed to be doing something. So summers were gymnastics camp or theater camp or some type of something. And when she was too old for those camps, we had her volunteer where she worked for the city, and she would go in and, you know, do office work, and it was just engaging. It was something. So for me, summer meant something else. Summer is also different at work, because my job focuses on meetings, and it focuses on what's happening in Congress. And because that slows down, and we know Congress is out of session in August, then my job slows down. It is the premium time for people to take vacations. And I guess that's what summer means to people. It means vacations with family or going to festivals, going to events and doing different stuff. But like I said, being a single parent and not always being financially able to do everything that I wanted to do, summer wasn't always vacation for me. I would take a week off and we would cram, you know, activities or museums or shopping or something like that. Now, for me, summer, when I'm off for a week, it's really sad, y'all. I'm trying to change that, but it's sad. Usually, I just want me, myself, and I. You know, granted, that's changed now because I'm not alone. But all I wanted to do was pick out a project. Like, I know one summer I said, I'm going to get my bedroom in shape and redo my closet doors. One summer I redid my linen. That was the first time I redid my linen closet. Another summer I painted, or I would move. I mean, summer, when I would take a week off it was time to get stuff done. I wasn't laying out on no beach reading a book, chillaxing like I should have been doing to mentally unwind from work and from all of those responsibilities. I will quote the source in the bottom, because right now, you know, when I record these, I just talk and then I kind of go back and fill in what I have to fill in. And right now the name is not coming to me. Of course, you know, I subscribe to a lot of, you know, outlets for blogging. And it's a blogger that gives her income report. And she was saying how it's already starting to slow down. You know, blogs always experience this. And that was my very first time ever hearing that. And it was like a light bulb came on and it explained so much. She mentioned that blogs experience a summer slowdown, which is perfectly normal because people are not on a computer as much. They're unplugging from social media. They're spending time with their families. They're taking vacations. And I'm telling you, last summer made me reinvent my whole blog because I thought there was something that I was doing wrong. How come no one's reading anything? How come, you know, I'm putting all this work and effort into it? And some of it was me. Yeah, I do take blame. But the rest of it was, it's just summer slowdown. Almost like how people in the hotel industry experience a slowdown during the holidays because people are staying with family during the holiday and not traveling like they are during the summer. I'm like, okay. So any of you that run a blog, if you have a slowdown between now and, you know, the end of August, that is why, you know, that explains everything because, you know, fall through Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas is on and popping because people are looking for resources and advice for stress during the holiday. We're looking at fall decorations. That's my favorite time of year. We get into Halloween and everybody's looking at Pinterest and looking at sources and pages and shopping lists. So if you're ever wondering why stuff is not working out during the summer, that could be the reason why. But basically, to sum this up, what summer means to me is a time to sit back and reflect. It's the time when your days are longer, your nights are warm and balmy and beautiful. And I've learned more as I've gotten older to appreciate, you know, this time that I have. Even if I'm staring at the trees, it's like, I'm appreciating that. I'm appreciating nature. I'm appreciating everything that's around me. I'm tasting, I'm savoring, I'm taking the time to enjoy things. So summer for me, what it means is time to relax, reflect, you know, have gratitude and enjoy what's around me. And with that, that is going to end my three topics. I don't even know if I'm short, y'all, because when I record, I don't see time. It shows me other things. Hey, and if you want, that could be a post where I said I was going to do a post where I talked about how I record these and the stress that I go through. I just want to help people not have to be so stressed and so regimented. I've read so many stories on how people did their vlogs or blogs, and if they were doing audio or podcast, what they went through, and they put that out there so you don't have to go through it. And that's just my goal. You know, if you got the info and the knowledge, it's no good keeping it locked up to yourself. You want to spread it and share it because that's what we need. We need to be pushing each other up and helping one another, because if you succeed, then I can succeed, then she can succeed. I'm getting all tongue-tied. That means it's time for me to be done. But yes, with that, I'm going to close. Thank you so much for listening today. I want you all to go out there and have a productive, wonderful, blessed week. And as I always say, know thyself. This is Life by Waitha. Thank you so much today, y'all. Bye-bye.